You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man.
Man.
The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Get it, get it, get it. Man, it seems like today is already Tuesday. Maybe because it is.
That's right.
I'm so stupid. I had to think, wait, is it today Tuesday?
It's the real hump day.
The real hump day?
Yeah. Tuesday. The real hump day.
Dang, titty Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
So there is good news for Ace, or as he calls himself, the Aceinator. And the ace, the old Acer.
Do I call myself the old Acer? Do I call myself that?
Asa is what. That's why his real name is Asa, and that's why it's Ace for short. Yeah. Asa. Uh huh. But there is good news because Asa has something in common with one of the sexiest leading men in Hollywood history.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What could that possibly be?
About to get that freak on.
That's right.
They both like running shoes or something?
they both love soup.
I'm flummoxed.
We'll get into it next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yeah. Ace, how old were you when your son was born? 55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
55.
I just turned 55.
Oh, my God.
I saw a picture yesterday of a father and son where it was an older dad and his adult son. His son's 24. He's 75, the dad.
Okay.
And the dad looked pretty cool. Of course, it's Richard Gere.
I mean, that helps.
That makes a difference. Yeah,
that's going to help every time.
Richard Gearhead. They were at the Venice Film Festival, and they were photographed together. I would love to go to one of those film festivals like that. I would absolutely love it, just to laugh my ass off at how ridiculous they are.
Is that one of the ones where they have, like, the 10-minute standing ovations?
Tens ass. There's a movie about suicide that got like 18-19 minutes standing ovation afterward.
Oh God.
Because they're celebrating or promoting suicide. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I will be, when Dax is 24, I will be 79.
Woo!
Well.
And how old's Richard Gere?
75.
Okay, not that far off.
But, I mean, you know, he's a former naval officer and all that kind of stuff. So he's, you know, he's always been in shape. Yeah. He was a gigolo at one time, from what I understand.
Well, don't you feel weird if you go to one of those film festivals and their people are standing for 18 minutes? Cause you don't clap for yourself. You just kind of stand there and look around. I mean,
like if you're the one there applauding.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think like, all right, guys, let's go, man. I'm hungry. I'm just standing here feeling very awkward. Like, you can't just go, hey, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Yeah, normal people would feel that way, but these Hollywood freaks eat it up.
Like a minute or two.
They just eat it up.
I'm very honored. I take a minute to shake hands with all the people. Hey, this is fantastic. I hope you feel, this feels great. Congratulations on all your work. We've got 17 more minutes of this to go. Like, okay.
What I would want to do is be the first one to walk out while the rest of them are applauding. Right. Not, I'm not talking about if they're applauding me. I'm just saying to be that one that everybody's like,
Oh my gosh, you've honored me so much.
Or just like have a sign with me and go, it was just okay. Yeah. But that movie is, what's her name? Julianne Moore. That's her name, Julianne Moore.
Yeah, that's an actress.
There is a Julianne Moore.
And she's celebrated and she, you know, everybody loves her. She's so talented and all that. But one reason I have a hard time remembering her name is because she was a character when I was young that has stuck. And that's what name I call her most of the time. Her name was Franny on As the World Turns. She was a teenager on As the World Turns. Yeah. Hmm. And they used to talk about how beautiful she is and all that. And I'd say, what?
You don't think Julianne Moore is an attractive lady?
No.
Interesting.
Is it? Is it interesting when someone doesn't find another person attractive?
Yeah, because I feel like most people do find her attractive.
Yeah, because they think they're supposed to.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a... you know what they used to say, cute as a speckled pup. Like she's kind of that. Oh yeah, she's you know, they look for reasons to say that she's pretty.
Man, coming down hard on Julianne Moore on a Tuesday. Hope you're not listening, Julianne Moore.
She's not even out of bed yet. She's like, damn.
But you know, Rob loves a redhead, so he was gonna.
Oh yeah, that's right.
His opinion is somewhat slighted, but yeah, I think she's pretty lady.
Yeah, she's an attractive lady.
But it's not that she's got red hair, because I think a lot of women are pretty that have red hair.
It's her face that does it for you.
It's right. It's the disfigurement.
The disfigurement. The
wart on her nose.
Oh, my God.
All of that stuff. Not the disfigurement. Frances Jennifer Franny Hughes is a fictional character on the daytime soap opera As the World Turns.
Let's see.
And I'm pretty sure that was her. It is, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, she was Franny, whatever you just said.
Franny Hughes.
Hughes.
So I still call her Franny, and nobody knows. Only person that would know that reference would be my mama. If I'm talking to my mama, and I said Franny. Look at Franny. She'd go, she's getting older, isn't she? Or whatever.
Damn. There have been 9 people to play that character.
Yep.
I just always love that. When you're watching, and I never watched the soap operas, but my grandmother always watched them every day. And you'd be there. I'd be hanging out at her house or something, and just somebody walks in the room, and it just puts up the bottom. You know, the part of Victoria is now being played by.
Oh, they told you right out?
Yeah. And they just posted it up there.
Or they would just say it. Like a voiceover would just come on and go, the part of, say it just like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The part of Victoria is now being played by Melissa Smith. Okay. So the other girl's gone.
I'm guessing it had to be that way with how many times.
And it just rolled. Like whatever story was going on just continued. And this one woman, somebody was there on Friday. And then on Monday, you had just a new lady playing this character.
Mm-hmm.
And just kept right going with the story.
And Melissa, the hot young adult woman who cleaned our house when I was a teenager. You know, I told you I used to try to be at home sick when I knew Melissa was coming. Right. She was so fine. She couldn't grasp the switching out actors part because she would say things like, oh, look at that. Look at that. That old Lisa wouldn't have put up with that. That old Lisa wouldn't have put up with that shit. I'm telling you.
It's like, what? I don't understand what you're saying.
But I don't think she thought they were real. I think maybe she thought that with a different actor, they would write the part differently. Hopefully that's what she thought. I mean, that'd be benefit of the doubt.
I like that. Hopefully that's what she thought.
But, you know, they said that my great-grandmother, who was just, you know, country, and was alive way before they invented TV, used to think that the TV could see you. If you could see them, they could see you. And she would tell my great-grandfather, get out of here in your underwear. These people can see you.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, we're talking about new technology. They didn't know.
Yeah. And evidently they'd never looked at a picture. Yeah. You get out of here. They're looking at you in your underwear.
How are they putting that on that little screen live from somewhere like from New York or Los Angeles?
Were those
a big city?
Were those TV shows like new every single weekday? Like,
what?
Or were they
yeah. soap operas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every weekday. They never did reruns. They would take the vacations they would take were individually as the actors and all. Like they would just go a week with, they would say, you know, if it was one of the main characters, they would say, yeah, Jack has gone to visit so-and-so for the week or whatever, and they just wouldn't write him into. So it was a new script every day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about that.
It's crazy how good they had to be at their parts.
And writers, just, I don't know, they had to have a huge team of writers dividing all of that up. So these guys write Monday, Tuesday, you know, Friday, whatever, I don't know.
And they got to have a team that does the day-to-day writing, and then another team that does the plot lines for the future. You know what I mean? Like, we need to write it for the next couple of weeks as here the ultimate is that Jack is going to get killed. So let's start writing toward how he may do that. You know, it's crazy.
So we want TJ to kill Jack in 8 weeks, but we need to plant the seeds now.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start working on that story.
But then again, sometimes they, you know, there are these stories like where the actor who played in whatever, can't say Jack, would piss the writers off or piss the producers off on Monday, and by Friday they had killed him off.
Well, who's the woman? Grey's Anatomy. Was it Katherine Heigl? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah, that was on soap operas and stuff.
But on Grey's Anatomy, that she said disparaging things about the writer. We didn't really have a lot of quality material. There's much quality material to work with, and they wrote her right out of that damn show. The writer's
certainly did.
Guess what? She's gone.
Yeah, I don't know if she didn't do soap operas, I don't think. She's still married to that singer that we like, Josh...
Groban?
No. Josh Kelly.
Yeah. You raised me up, Catherine.
She is indeed... still married to Josh Kelly.
Is she still pretty?
She is still quite pretty.
Yeah. She's always nasty, though, like just mean. Seemed like she was mean.
That
was the story about her.
Mm-hmm. And that's why those producers and all of Grey's Anatomy are like, you know what? We're tired of that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We're tired of that that rain cloud over this successful show.
You hear all those legendary stories about the people at Saturday Night Live that do one show live every Saturday night, and they write, you know, they're there, they virtually live in their offices the entire week leading up to the show. They have Sunday off and they start all over again on, you know, on Monday. But think about writing a brand new show an hour every single day, because they were all an hour, right?
An hour and a half. Saturday Night Live
episodes, soap opera.
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's an hour a day, every day. You come in as an actor, and it's a totally new... You don't have time to memorize any lines. Right. You get a new script when you walk in every day.
Sure, and you can't cheat like Saturday Night Live does and make everything a game show or a talk show sketch.
Right. That's
true.
Yeah, and they had cue cards on SNL, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could never tell. You can't ever tell that they're reading cue cards. I used to want to be on Saturday Night Live. I wanted that to be my gig as a cast member on Saturday Night Live. But even back then, I would have probably quit because they were so liberal once I got there. I'd be like,
yeah, who needs that career-making opportunity?
I would have been like, y'all are just nuts.
Can't work with y'all.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. get the show, plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show, plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts, anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.